Peter Danton with the Max Newsbeat. An 18-year-old alleged offender is due to face local court today, arrested overnight on an outstanding warrant following a December 2014 incident where police and ambulance officers were pelted with rocks at a rail location in Taree. The 18-year-old female faces court charged with assault police and hinder efforts of ambulance paramedics by using violence and further offences from her overnight arrest. Police and ambulance paramedics were called to the Bushland Drive rail crossing December 2014 after a man had been struck by a train, resulting in his death days later. An 18-year-old co-accused, also arrested last night, faces court June 14, charged with use of offensive weapon to prevent lawful detention after it's alleged she lunged at officers with a knife before attempting to escape. With the state government today signing off on local government merger proposals, councils locally still have a wait to know an outcome. One local government area sweating on an announcement is Gloucestershire Council. Councillors called a public forum for May 18 at the Gloucester Soldiers Club from 5:30. Events to mark National Palliative Care Week have been organised for the Manning and Great Lakes, starting with the memorial service at Tuncurry May 23. And Port Macquarie MP Leslie Williams has announced state funding to improve sporting infrastructure in the local electorate. And in sport, the Cranbach Race Club has revealed prize money for its three cup events will increase from July 1, and the Cranbach Cup, contested October 25, will be worth $30,000. That's the Max News Beat for now.